Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. I'm going to remind you that Monday, of course, is Memorial Day. And there are a lot of things during the Memorial Day weekend that most of us engage in. A lot of those are fun and enjoyable. But I also want to remind you, please, even if it's just a couple of minutes, remember those who made the sacrifices. And in some cases, as we honor on Memorial Day, the ultimate sacrifice was made to let us live life, live freely, to enjoy life. Please take a couple of moments and think of those men and think of those women. What are the rest of us going to do after we do that? Well, we're, most of us, pretty blessed that we're here in Central Virginia. The weather's going to cooperate. I would dare say there's going to be a lot of family time, whether you want it or not, right? We're all on this sort of house arrest thing. And I was curious to know where the supermarket industry had wound up in this. You know, we had heard all sorts of things about shortages and price changes, and I thought, well, I don't actually know anybody named Lion or Kroger, but Leonard, well, I got more than a passing familiarity with the Leonards, Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard, who is now really sort of the face of the operation. I'm happy that TJ is joining us. TJ, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. Number one, your dad doing okay?
He's doing great. He's actually here at the store with me, taking charge right now while I'm on the phone with you. We gave him something to do today.
Oh, thank goodness. I hate to see him sitting around doing nothing. You know, bad things happen then, don't they?
They sure do, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Tom Leonard's in the West End. You guys, for my money, are really the go-to store. I have always found it to be the highest quality, the greatest products available. Are you getting through this whole coronavirus thing okay?
We sure are. Yeah, we're doing our best here. It was a little touch and go there at the beginning as we were all trying to get our bearings and figure out where this was going to go and how long it was going to last and figure out cleaning policies and sanitation procedures and make sure that our team members and our customers were as safe as we could possibly make it. But now that we've got that under control and everybody's safe and masks are being worn and everything's being wiped down all the time and everybody's safe, the food supply problem was an easy fix. You know, we buy direct from farms and ranchers and making sure that the store is fully stocked, that's not really an issue for us.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I want other folks to hear that because we have heard these horror stories about the production and the meat products in particular. We've heard, oh my God, forget about it, the supply chain is broken. Are you hearing that for other stores?
I am, actually. I was speaking with some of my friends who work at some of the larger retailers here in the country. Mm-hmm. And some of the problems that they have is that they're beholden to these distribution centers. Yeah. Which when problems like this arise, they place stores on what are called allocations, okay, where no matter how many cases they order, they'll only give them X number of cases per store.
Wow.
So even if it's a sale item or if it's a high demand item, they're only going to allocate X number of items per store per day.
Wow. Wow. I didn't realize that, but I guess that then explains for the, you know, we're not being nasty here, but there are other chains, the Food Lions, the Krogers. If you're going in there and you are seeing those empty shelves, then that's the reason behind that.
You're exactly right.
Wow. Okay, so at Tom Leonard, then, you're looking at the local, dare I say, sort of farm-to-consumer sort of chain?
Yeah, the local ranchers, the local or Midwestern ranchers or farmers or growers. You know, that's one of the great things about Tom Leonard's and the other local grocers here in town is we aren't beholden necessarily to a distribution center. If somebody doesn't have something, we'll just find it from somebody else to make sure their shelves are full and our customers are taken care of.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I love that idea. And by the way, I don't want you to think I'm blowing smoke, because every time I've run into your dad, I've told him exactly the same thing. And that is that I love the personal sort of attention, and it's just reminiscent in many ways of a different time in that grocery industry.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We like to think of that. You know, our butchers are sure working overtime this weekend, and we get a lot of great notes about the special customer service that they're given to our customers, and I get a lot of great notes about how they're waiting for a specific butcher to come on call because that's the one that they like to have wait on them. And, you know, it is like an old-time butcher.
It really is. And you do realize there's a whole generation. You're going to have to explain what a butcher is because they've never seen one in a supermarket. Right?
That you're exactly right. Yeah, all of our meat and poultry and pork and everything, I mean, it comes in right from the ranch, and our butchers break it down right there in front of you, right in front of the customers, custom cut everything. I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah. Oh, it absolutely is. I just love the experience. And I know you guys are, you're growing a little bit, aren't you?
We are actually. This coronavirus situation has certainly hit the pause button on our,
right,
on our expansion plans. We should have been underway with our expansion project right now. Hopefully we'll be underway here by the end of the year, but we are going to grow. We're almost going to double in size by and increase our prepared foods and meat and seafood and bakery, and we're going to offer more of the things that our customers are asking for.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Now, your dad's not close enough where he can hear anything, is he?
He's not.
Okay, so here's my deal. Look, the store is called Tom Leonard's. He's got Tom Leonard Drive. It's TJ Leonard who's doing all the hard work at this point, the heavy lifting. When are you going to get something named after you?
That's a good question. I think we should start a petition.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get it up online, you know, discreetly, of course, because I don't want your dad angry, because I could see him flagging me as soon as I tried to get in the store. Nope. Sorry, Mr. Katz. We're out of whatever you need. Right?
Probably, yeah.
We're back to that old style stuff. Hey, is it too late for somebody who's thinking Monday is a good day to grill to get in there and maybe get a little something?
Absolutely not. We have plenty of product. I've been on the phone with our ranchers. They've ensured us that our orders are all going to be met. We have no limits on anything. We have plenty of product for the holiday.
All right. Well, I want folks to get over there and stock up on what they need, obviously. The steaks for the grills are always just world class. They melt in your mouth. The other products as well. I just happen to be very fond of wherever it is you get your beef, my friend. They're doing one heck of a job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, TJ, I appreciate you taking some time for us. Give your dad our best. And I am glad to hear that as challenging as these times are for all of us, the high quality, the resources, the stocked shelves that really do define Tom Leonard's, they continue. And that's good to know. It's good to know.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. That is TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's, and you know the store out in the West End. Great stuff. You know, if you're going to one of the big supermarket chains, as TJ was explaining, they've got limits from these distribution houses. Those folks are saying to them, okay, you can have one case of steaks and you can have one case of, I don't know, chicken thighs, and then you're done. And when it's gone, it's gone. And what I like about TJ and really the whole staff over there at Tom Leonard's is that it is local and it's personal. And that's just a good thing. There's now a point in my life as, I obviously getting older, but there is this point in my life where I like things that sort of remind me of good things in the past. And I don't know if it is strictly a function of getting older or if it's a function of getting older, but also taking a look at the way that some businesses in this day and age operate. Maybe that's what it is. You know what? Maybe I'm not getting older. I'll look in the mirror later. I don't think I'm getting older. But no, I think it has to do more, now that I think about it, with how certain businesses are operating, where there's not a lot of attention to the customer. And I'm the customer. And I'm not asking anybody in any retail setting ever, I swear to you, to bend over backwards and, you know, kiss me. But I'd like somebody, if I'm in a retail setting, to say, okay, that's the customer. And while it really isn't true that the customer is always right, because there are a lot of times where customers are just flat out jerks, I'd like the person on the other side of the counter to say, I'd like to help him because I see him in the store on a regular basis. That's a good thing. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.